Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode of the Apex Show. So let's just dive straight in. Cool. As far as it goes, you have to be more focused than anyone else and just say no to many great opportunities to leave your potential for the one best one you choose to pursue. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm not saying it every single day, but it's more of a just like reporting on all of the things that kind of like come to my mind every single day, and I'm just really sharing them with you and being very open, upfront, vulnerable from a certain point of view, and really making things happen. So yeah, it's way better to be world class at doing one thing than just being mediocre at multiple things. That's even the reason why I'm kind of like, university helps you to specialize, but at the end of the day, you just like there's so many other things that you have to tackle, because even though that there are many people who are winning in the world currently right now, there are even more people who are not winning. And yeah, so if you don't want to be one of them, then just kind of like start doing different things. If you want to have different results in your life, then start doing different things. Everything what I'm sharing here shouldn't be considered life advice or anything like that. I guess it's more of a just like literally sharing all the ideas that have worked for me. And feel free to do whatever you consider wise with the information that I'm sharing here. If you want to go ahead and apply it, then just feel free to do that. If you feel that this information might not be right for you, then just go ahead and don't apply it. It's up to you. It's official. Actually, today we hit 2,000 hours of track time. It's ridiculous. Like literally, the way how my life has changed in the last 4 months is literally crazy. I can confidently say that there hasn't been a single period of my life where I've made such a dramatic progress as this one. And with that being said, I know that there will be even bigger, more progressive periods of my life upcoming very, very soon. So how to tackle this, or where do we even go from here? There kind of like might be multiple things that I want to cover. The first one is that like it's always the hardest to start once you start doing certain things, or like it's like you will always have to grow. You will always have to evolve into more actualized human being, and you will have to teach yourself how to tackle doing hard things, because if you do the hard things become easy. It works like that always, like always, literally always. If you lift heavy weights, I'm lifting 120 kgs on bench press for reps. And if you just tell me this, that I would be lifting such heavy weights for reps when I was like 16, 17, when I was barely lifting like 60 kgs. I mean, like I was doing like 80 or 90 kgs back then, but still it's just, you grow by doing hard stuff. The more hard stuff you do, the better you get. And what I would even say is that doing hard stuff in a particular direction. So that's about it. The biggest factor for me right now after doing 2K hours is that I literally became so freaking shocked. I'm not sure if shocked or thundered or more cautious, more awake about the fact that, okay, there's just certain limited amount of hours that you have, and it's just about you, about how you go ahead and use them. After being stuck in a room for 4 months straight, it got like the tinkling feeling of going on an adventure and actually doing something with my life again sparked in my mind. I'm more gonna perhaps structure like this way, even like working this way is super, super effective. You just can do so much stuff. You literally can make so many things happen within such a short period of time. With that being said, like, okay, just getting somewhere for the sake of getting there is not the best shot you can aim for. What I would say is way better just, okay, having a goal, going after it, but rather just also enjoying the ride. So I was kind of like thinking about the best way how to structure days, weeks, months, and I guess I have like 4 months left in school, or still here until June, in Vienna. So I'm essentially probably gonna just structure it in a way that I'm gonna go and finish it full out, even though I'm flying in to Miami in like 3 weeks from now. But I'll just gonna be there for like 2 days, not 2 days, 4 days or 5 days. So that's gonna be just a very, very short, brief visit. And thereafter, what else is there? Not sure. You can, it's not luck. When someone is achieving certain results that you want to achieve, it's not luck. It's just profoundness and deepness and, I would say profoundness of actual experience that the person has in a specific industry. And the more stuff you do, the better you get. Literally just, if you would give yourself 1 year and close yourself inside a room and, or maybe not inside a room, but just literally tell yourself to go and pursue as much failure as you can. It might be, that's been even a concept today that I've been thinking about, essentially the most successful people I know in my life are the ones who have failed the most. And even looking back at me, the most, the times when I experienced the most failure were also the times when I experienced the greatest growth in my life. And this has kind of resetted me that, it's going to be hard. Just buckle up and keep grinding on the stuff that you weren't working on. It's about retraining your mind. It's about it takes, when you start something, when you start going to the gym, immediately you have this pendulum that you hit, and you don't feel that doing or going to the gym is part of your identity. But when you just keep going there for 3 months every single day, that thing kind of sticks to your skin, it sticks to your identity, and then you can keep going on from there. For example, for me, literally I'm Jim. Yeah, it's part of me. I can't imagine myself, my life, anything else without going to the gym, without being jacked. Literally that's one-on-one, and I can't imagine my life. I would have an identity breakdown if I wouldn't be freaking jacked, because it's something that's just so freaking close to me. So yeah, a few concepts here and there. I was pretty much just even the last few days, even though they were kind of focused, I was more of thinking of, okay, let's just try to go and have at least a week off. Doing some stuff, and then just re-engage into my 10,000 hour pursuit, or the pursuit of 10,000 hours inside an industry, because you're literally gonna receive disproportionate results the longer you stick in an industry, the longer you're like there are so many things that you have to tackle. If you want a detailed breakdown of the way how I see that, is that if you just want to master, you have to become, or it's good to be a T-shaped personality when you know a bit about all of the things that enable you to just operate a certain business, or even hire certain personnel that they actually know that those guys know what they're doing, and be focused, be really good at just a specific amount of things. And even if you want to become a T-shaped personality, I would say it takes around 10,000 hours of actual focus work. And if you do that, then you're going to be pretty much gold on it. And even the returns that you're going to be getting the next few years are going to be so much higher, because you're building on top of what you've built last year. And that's very important. It's not just going and jumping from one industry to the other. Every next year is going to be better if you're just going to keep working on your craft and just keeping and refining it and making it better and better. It's you can't become a master of something if you don't dedicate the amount of time that it actually requires. In terms of if you want to break down, I wanted to do it, but yeah, let's just dive in. For example, if you want to become a great online entrepreneur and just be pretty refined in terms of like doing actual stuff, like you have to invest into like a lot of skills. Like, for example, first one is business structure. You need to know how like to how to file taxes, how to structure a business, tax residency, like that stuff. Then the second part, you have to know how to actually be productive as an entrepreneur. Like, no one is going to be telling you how much should you earn, how much clients, how much stuff you should be sending out. You have to like learn this. Then you have to learn, like, for example, basic communication in terms of how to outreach people. I'm not speaking about even about sales, but I'm like basic communication, networking. Then you have to learn sales. Okay, literally, you have to jump on people on call, how to jump on calls with people, how to like do contracts, how to do this, that, and that. Then, like, okay, setting. And then like business automations, at least knowing something about that so that you can actually visualize how certain things can work. And then, for example, studying the market, studying the competition. And like every single, like, I'm not speaking about copywriting, video editing. What else is even there? Like, maybe perhaps some basic software IT skills so that you know what can actually be done. And like just taking all these things into consideration, I would say like just really gaining mastery in all of them will take at least 500 hours of focused work. So in terms of like just breaking it down, it takes around, I would say if you invest 4,000 hours into business, into actually like doing stuff and trying to get better and like just listening to your calls, if you're doing sales calls, and like really reading every single day, trying to make certain tweaks to your performance, to try to improve stuff, not to just like waste your time doing the same thing over and over again. It takes time, and that's all right. Like everything great takes time. So yeah, I mean, like these things, even for me right now, invested 2,000 hours, pretty much, if you want to know the breakdown, I've invested into my business, or like into essentially business, not that much hours, since I was still pretty much stuck in school and just doing a lot of stuff there. I'm sitting on like about 1,000 hours invested into school and about tops like 820 hours invested into business, like different kind of skills and everything else. And yeah, at the end of the day, like that's normal. Like you have to like stop half-assing stuff, stop half-assing shit, like just go freaking full out. You can't make something great by being in a full time. Like, you expect, if you just like look at so many people, they expect that if they go and work on their side hustle for 4 hours a week, that they're gonna somehow magically get ahead and like just learn everything that's out there and competing against people who are freaking working their asses at 120 hours on their businesses every single week. Like, that's not gonna happen. I might disappoint you, but literally it's not gonna happen. What's gonna happen is that if you like just literally choose one path that you're willing to pursue for the next 10 years, like literally next 10 years, and you're gonna have one big goal towards which you're working on, and you're gonna be getting at least a bit closer every single day, making tweaks, making adjustments, making or refining your craft, refining the way how you tackle problems, how you tackle complexity, so that you actually break down the complexities and make them easier to execute on and easier to understand to other people, and just keep doing this on and on, you're eventually gonna get into a position where, like, the you're gonna like put all the pieces of the puzzle in the right places so that you can see the full picture. So, and even like literally, perhaps like the last 2 minutes that I've spoken, I might have used a lot of metaphors and stuff like that. Like, great. If you're listening to this, don't think that I'm a great communicator, or like I've been born a great communicator. Actually, I've been like just really shy kid. I literally, when I was supposed to speak before audiences, I would go and lock myself inside the bathroom because I was so freaking afraid of going there and like even having the possibility to actually fail. So, and then like, and it kind of switched, and like I literally started doing all the stuff that I've been afraid of. Even like right now, I just literally look into the mirror today, and I told myself, like, bro, you need to freaking start failing more. You need to freaking start failing bigger, because if you're not failing big, you're not trusting your vision hard enough. You're caring too much about what others think of you. And if you're gonna keep playing the game inside your head, like, okay, you're still rethinking and refining everything and not putting anything out because you're too afraid of what other people will think of you. You're fucked up. You need to literally just cure this stuff. And like being in university for me, it's kind of like I would say a bit of a pain in the ass, just not following it or not even learning the stuff that I'm actually interested in, but we're just being forced to do some stuff that I'm not interested in that much. But yeah, for God's sake, I'm actually going to be finishing very soon. The way, like genuinely the best, even the way how I want to kind of structure the things is that I want to bring, it's pretty hard to even describe how I'm feeling after 4 months of not enjoying anything and not having, like, except having a bit, like, a few cold, hot showers, like, longer hot showers here and there where I'm just literally relaxing in the shower and not doing anything else and rethinking everything, refining my process. Okay, like, I'm going to do this, these are the next steps. It's pretty hard to describe how I feel. It's just, like, blunt feeling that you're just pretty much alive and that's it. So I'm literally just looking forward towards summer and going somewhere and doing some other stuff. And if you just kind of keep reading, like the best way how I think I'll even structure it thereafter is that like for me, I love intensity. I love the time when I'm just closed, no one is able to reach me, and I'm just in super hardcore mode that I'm just grinding and freaking not seeing the, not being scattered all around the place, but I'm literally just grinding. And for me to be able to do this, I mean, even right now, I don't really feel that I'm in such a hardcore mode, even for me right now, even though I'm working 16 hours every single day. I would say, like, even yesterday, I went and just went ahead and within 15 minutes made a decision that I would actually buy a new phone so that no one would be able to reach me, which kind of like being very interesting that today has been actually a day where I've made so much freaking progress because no one was able to reach me. And even right now, like literally no one is able to reach me because my main phone is turned off. I'm just recording this on the computer and my new iPhone 15 Pro was turned on. But I have except 5 apps. I have nothing there. Kind of interesting. So do more stuff. Become better at a few things. And just keep doing them on and on. And like just literally keep learning from all the people out there. My goal for this year is to hit like 5,600 hours of work. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. I'm... like just being very honest and upfront with you, I'm literally feeling that I'm missing out on life, maybe like the FOMO or fear of missing out a bit. I mean there are not many things that I really crave. I crave exploration, I crave creating more experiences, I crave doing more stuff that I actually enjoy, even with the people I like to be with. And yeah, that's about it. Like if you just get rid of 95% of the stuff that is inside your life and leave percent for the 5% that are the most pure, then you're golden. Even like just literally not checking your phone, being super vigilant about the things you're working on and not being scattered all around the place. Like if you look at Michael Jordan, if he like, okay, he had a few side quests, but his main quest was just basketball and just grinding his ass off. He's been really good, but like he won championship after 6 years playing basketball, like at the age of 27, I believe. So yeah, it's just like, okay, even if you get into the game, then just kind of like keep working on the stuff and refining yourself. And just conquering the hard stuff that you didn't want to do, like, because literally if you just invest 20 or even like, yeah, 20 hours inside doing the stuff that you know you should be doing, but you're not doing it, you're gonna make so much freaking progress that you're gonna be literally surprised about how clever you are. yeah, that's about it for the day. It was great speaking to you. I'm gonna be back tomorrow, as far as it goes. Yeah, new week, 2000 hours clocked in. I should hit about 3k in about 2 months from now, which means that's gonna be April, May. Should be May. Yeah, sometime in May. And then June 30th, we should be sitting around like 2,580. I mean, like that's the thing. Literally, you have so much freaking evidence behind you of all the stuff you've done. And even personally speaking, like okay, if someone comes to you and tells you like, okay, you're like, that's a, you have the evidence that you've done all the stuff. You have the evidence that you tried. You have the evidence that no one can say anything else to you than if you actually, than the thing that you actually went there and you tried and you failed. And that's great. And just keep clocking in, keep failing more. The more you fail, the better you get. And that's it for today. So yeah, cool guys. Catch you later. And in the meantime, keep crushing it. Biggest fan.